Inconsistent.
Turn off the lights in here, baby.
You're not.
Yo, come closer. Look how far you are compared to me.
Nigga, I'm leaning back. What the fuck is your problem?
No, but even look how big my head is compared to yours. In real life, your head is way bigger than mine.
I don't know whether to be offended, to be like I should be grateful for such a comment, but fuck cares. That camera's obviously on a different Zoom setting on its own, and it doesn't want to be with us.
Hey, brother. I like when Christians text me. They're like, hello, brother.
Ay, por Dios.
Hello, brother. Sounds like Hulk Hogan when I read it. I'm like, hey, brother.
That nigga died?
No. Stop trying to kill him. He's an American icon.
Oh, he's next.
Brother, where did that start from? Oh, because we're brothers in Christ.
Wah,
sister.
See, it's shit like that that makes me worried about taking a bathroom break and coming back.
What?
You just forgot why you were referencing "Hey, brother" Hulk Hogan from the first.
No, what I'm saying is, where did that start in the church? Why did they start calling each other
brother? Because of Hulk Hogan.
No, probably not. I'm sure before that. Can you lower? Welcome to the basement.
Ready when you are. What you got?
Nothing. I was going to read one of those "Am I the Asshole" thing, but I couldn't find a good one right away.
Who's the asshole?
Am I the Asshole? You never heard of that?
The Asshole. No.
You never heard of "Am I the Asshole"?
No, I don't really follow shit, Papa. I'm really like, I don't know why, but like, I don't find any of the shit that's out there addictive like niggas be out there doing.
I'm trying to find a good one here.
So what is it called again?
Am I the Asshole?
Am I the Asshole in a Scenario?
There you go.
Of course.
All right, let's read this one. Jeez, this one. Okay, it's a couple of paragraphs. I'll just read it to you, and then you enter. Ready?
Okay.
My 22-year-old female. That's who she is. Okay. Boyfriend, he's 27 male. Didn't tell me I was eating a THC gummy, and I didn't know how to feel in retrospect. For context, I've never smoked pot, gotten high, or taken any recreational drugs before. I have never had an interest in it. Not trying to belittle those who do it. It's totally up to the person. Okay. My boyfriend, however.
The 27-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has had a substance abuse problem and is currently very reliant on marijuana.
I'm already liking him.
He is high quite a bit of the time and tells me he wants to sober up but doesn't make an effort to follow through with his goal. He knows that I have no interest in taking recreational drugs. Today he gave me what I believe to be a CBD gummy. I don't think she understands. And he received from the medicine store. I occasionally will take CBD products for the stress relief, usually in the form of a beverage or gummy. I had no idea that what he actually gave me was a THC gummy. That was 50 milligrams. Is that, how is that? You tell me what that is. I don't know.
That is going to be for a first-time user. Fucking wait.
Okay. I ate it, had a horrible effect, had horror effects, and an hour or so later, I honestly thought I was having a medical emergency. I was completely fine 1 minute, and I felt like I was going to pass out moments later. I was so confused and scared. My boyfriend was supportive and helped me calm down, but it rattled me to my core. I had no desire to get high, and I feel betrayed. It sounds like he made a mistake, honestly.
Yeah, so...
All right. It's another paragraph. We'll just go ahead.
I feel like maybe they should finish the paragraph.
All right.
Finish the paragraph. They want to know. The audience wants to know.
He told me after I had settled down that I'm a grown woman and made my decision to have it. I told him I had no idea that it would make me high. I feel so betrayed right now. He knows it would be very... I'm sorry. He knew it would be very well... What He knew it would very. Oh, I'm sorry. He knew it would very well give me adverse effects, but didn't pre-warn me before I took it, saying that it would get me high. Because the paragraph is so long, the words are so small. There's like, what is the next sentence? You know what I mean?
You're starting all over, or jumping ahead.
I never knew
that's
this.
Old people problem.
Yeah, I never knew this would happen. Definitely a lesson learned in the fact that I would be a lot more attentive when consuming anything similar to this form, this point forward. I should have double-checked the packaging and made sure that it was what I thought it was. I just never realized my boyfriend would not flat out tell me that I would experience an unwanted high from the gummy. He told me I should be glad I wasn't with somebody who wouldn't rape me, and I should be glad that he did it in a joking manner. I'm stunned and I feel very unloved right now. I feel disappointed to myself for what had happened, but questioning if I'm the asshole for feeling as though this was his fault.
Okay. I is it, may I?
Yeah, no, please.
Oh, that thank
question
you.
Question is for you.
My question to the story, and maybe you can confirm this with me. He did not tell her that it was a
THC
full spectrum in your 50 face.
50 milligrams.
50 milligrams. You're going in. He did not do that.
You're going to the deep end of the pool.
He did not. No, there was no warning. There was no.
He just pushed her in. She's like, I don't know how to swim. He's like, enjoy the ride.
How's it going?
She's just looking at him from under the water.
So we're going to start with that.
All right.
Automatically, judgment rules. In the ethics of fuckery, most people would agree she's not the asshole.
No,
because of that.
He's the asshole.
He's the asshole. Now, he further asshole himself.
Yeah.
When he says shit like, you're lucky I wasn't some other guy that would have raped you.
Yeah.
Because clearly he wanted to have sex.
Oh, did he? But she didn't say.
In my opinion, he did. But he was like, this bitch is wilding out.
She was probably trying. She was freaking out. He's like, fuck, I can't.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, fuck, she's tripping balls.
Honestly, it sounds like she should just leave him. She sounds like a totally different person than him. You know what I mean? She sounds like somebody that I don't want to. He gets high all the time. She doesn't. And then she's trying to tell him, yo, you got to stop. And he's like, I want to, but he doesn't. He doesn't want to stop.
But that goes back to the whole, how old are they? 22. 22. Yeah, she got
to go. She got too much time.
She got too much time to, there's more fish.
Yeah.
There's plenty of more fish and plenty of, now I don't want to say plenty of time, because as you get older, you realize, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I was playing the long game for too long.
No. Get back on the game. But, you know, and then he further asks himself, are they two different people? Yeah. Is she, he's, how old is he again?
27.
So 5 years on her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, girls go for older guys, right? We've discussed this before. So, you know.
She gotta go. If I was her, I'd be like, this is the last straw. I gotta go. I'm done. Well, I'm gonna build a life with this guy?
Who drugged me?
Yeah, you're done.
Again, I don't consider marijuana a drug. That's another conversation. No, you're a drug addict. That's how drug addicts talk. Fuck you.
I'm not an alcoholic. I just
No. Fuck that. That's an alcoholic right there.
She got to go.
She definitely got to go. So she's not the asshole. The fact that she's questioning that if she's the asshole is like.
She's probably questioning it. Because the way he talks to her makes her feel like, am I doing something
wrong? Am I exaggerating?
Yeah.
Am I being a bitch right now?
That's probably what's happening. He's manipulating her. And that's why she's writing. Like, am I wrong?
But I'm not defending the dude, because to the end of the day,
he still drugged her.
He drugged her.
Regardless of what you think about it.
Or he gave her something that she was unaware of.
Yeah.
Because it's not a drug.
Unless it was an accident. And he was like, look, my bad. I think you might have took the wrong thing.
That wasn't an accident, because he was defending himself.
Yeah.
So if it was an accident, it was like, bitch, I thought that was your CBD. I took your shit. Now I'm not high.
I feel good though.
I feel calm and relaxed. This is why, shout out to anyone who wants to try, you know, marijuana for the first time or psilocybin, my expert advice, I mean, my advice would be, expert DG, don't do that shit alone.
Go light.
Go light. Yeah, go light. Exactly. Go light. Go fucking, you know, don't have anything in, you know, don't be dealing with major shit.
I think about the time we made those cookies and shit.
That was great.
That was so,
so great. We were both in a good vibe. Yeah, nigga, yeah. I was cooking like Martha Stewart. I was making steak with infused marijuana oil. I was going in. Right. It was a great time. But yeah, I don't think she does. I think that most people, I don't think that marijuana is for everybody. I truly don't think marijuana is for everyone. There are certain personality or mindsets or genes that, nigga.
But that goes for anything. Alcohol is not for everybody. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things that are not for everybody. Guns are not for everybody. You pull a gun out in front of somebody, like you put it on the table because you know something, they freak out because they don't understand. Yeah. So many things. Some people don't like kids. You bring a kid around, they're fucking to here, making a mess.
They never like kids.
They never like, they want to. There's a guy I know, I don't want to say his name, and he got the procedure done not to have kids before he had kids because he's like, I don't want to have kids.
And they allowed it?
I guess he did it. And he's not old. He's a young guy.
I don't know why I was in a conversation where someone was like, oh, you can't get the, for women, you can't get your shit thing because you don't have any kids. And I'm like, can't she?
Yeah, you could do it. They make it delay, I'm sure they'd be like,
going to say no to money?
Yeah. But I think that there's like rules. Like they're like, all right, you got to go see a psychiatrist for like a week or something like that to make sure there's not something
inside. Yeah, like a sign off.
Yeah,
like,
just making sure.
Yeah, sign here that cross you our teeth, not only spoke to us, but spoke to another party and they were like, we warned you.
And you're like, all right, I'm doing it.
So
they're like, there's no coming back from this. Good night. You know.
Why is there no coming back for women? Because they take all the eggs out?
No, they don't. Imagine like freaking caviar.
Ew, I never liked caviar. Now just I like a hate it. Full of
human eggs. Imagine what it tastes like. Mad good, we find out. Imagine we find out it's mad good. It's like a delicacy across the world. Human eggs.
You might want to ask those Illuminati niggas. They might have.
Oh, that's right. Something. They take the adrenaline chrome, whatever they call it.
And the kids. How fresh is it when it's like embryos?
I know they should just milk. They should just leave a needle in there, just constantly dripping into a bag as the people live in their lives.
Not a line.
And just
tap into a line. No. So what do they do with the women? Why can't they go back?
Oh, they just cut it or they tie it, like they burn it.
And they can't unburn it.
I know, right? Maybe the burnt part they can just cut it both sides, get rid of it, and then sew it back together, and then maybe blow on one side so they could start flowing. But for the guys, the same thing. They just burn it.
It's not a fucking balloon, you nigga.
They could burn it too, the guys.
Wait a second. So for guys, it's a reversal because they knot it?
I don't know. I know that they burn it because I've spoken to two or three people that have gotten it done. And they all said they can see the smoke and they can smell it. They don't put you to sleep. You know that?
Why did my stupid ass was like, oh, when you pee later, a little bit of smoke, a little bit of smoke is going to come out.
Oh, God, yes. Felt so good coming out. Nah, you know, they do it right in the office. They don't put you in the operating room.
No, yeah, just put your pants on. I got you right now.
Yeah, they have like a chair like with the stirrups that they put for like women gynecology.
Oh, yeah.
You put your feet up, you put your pants on, you put your feet up there. The doctor just gets on his knees or whatever. And he just cuts.
He gets on his knees.
He cuts a little piece of your sack, reaches in there, grabs a little tubito, and cuts it, burns it, whatever he does.
The two ends. And
so it's like 2-3 stitches, just done. You can go home now. See you later. Don't let it get infected.
You feel it later on a little bit.
And then like 2 hours later, you're sitting on the couch. You're like, oh my God.
No.
Yeah.
No, but it's reversible for men?
I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't see why not. They say it's not reversible. But I'm sure, bro, they can attach arms to people's bodies. You're telling me they can't fix a little duel? You know what I'm saying? They say, oh, it's not reversible. I'm sure they can reverse it.
I think of how small that is.
The little tool? Yeah, it's just a little. So again, they do heart surgery. I'm sure they can.
How the fuck did we get here?
I don't remember.
Jesus
Christ. Some people don't like kids.
Some people don't like it. Those niggas right there. No, we got here through the marijuana thing. Wow, and we got to Doritos all the way from the marijuana thing.
Pretty far. But now see how we went back? If we were with Mike, we forget. We'll be so far gone.
I'm yeah.
How many levels did we go?
Yeah, we would have been on like maybe the letter L in the Encyclopedia Britannica. Yeah. So on this, I'm assuming it's a subreddit that you're reading off of. It's just about who's the asshole in scenario.
Yeah, so then people comment like you this or this is why. I don't read the comments. But.
Do you find that when you're in conversations, do you find that or in scenarios, do you find yourself being the asshole?
Yeah, of course. Of course, bro.
Consciously. Like
no, if sometimes in the moment as the person's talking to me, let's say I get into an argument with somebody and I'm listening to what they're saying, I'm like, I think you're right. I think I am an asshole.
And you'll come off your high horse?
Yeah, you gotta be like, hey, well, you're gonna stay like that forever? I'm the asshole forever now.
You gotta be an asshole forever. But you go in assuming that you're right.
Oh yeah, of course. That's when you start the fight. Like right now she's you know, like him, whatever. He's like, I'm not an asshole, give me freaking, you know, whatever. It's good. I have a great time. I love it. Makes me feel great. You know?
She said, I thought I was having a medical emergency.
That reminds me of the police. Did you ever see heard the thing?
Oh, my God.
The cops stole the weed and they baked it into brownies. And they were like,
I think we're dying.
I think we're dead.
I think we're dead.
I think we're dead. We're dead. We're dead.
Can you time just send somebody really
quick? He goes, time is passing by really, really, really slow. And you know what he does? He puts on the TV and he puts like a sports game and he asks the person, what's the score? To confirm that he's not freaking out. You gotta listen to the whole video. It's so crazy.
I have heard that.
So the person's like, I don't know, what channel is it on? So in the office, they gotta go to the channel to tell the guy what's the score.
I wonder what happened to him.
He got a job. I think he got fired off the job, probably.
That sucks.
He baked the weed. He confiscated weed from some guy in the street and just decided to keep it and make it into brownies with his wife. And my wife is on the wife is on the floor rolling when he's on the phone. She's like, I think she's dead. Does she have a pulse? Yeah, she has a pulse.
Can you just send somebody?
Yeah.
Can you just send somebody?
That's a bad trip.
That's a bad trip. Yeah. Again, you went too hard. God knows how many milligrams they put in.
Yeah. They don't know what, like ours, bro. We don't know what we were doing. We just went for it.
No idea. Yeah. We went for many, many, many more
milligrams. Now there's freaking scientists involved in the situation.
How so? Like
with this, bro. With they know exactly how much milligrams it is. Like, don't worry about it. We got you. We've studied this for years.
Which is such a great thing because with us growing up, it was like, God only.
But this is why I'm for legalizing stuff like this.
Yeah,
absolutely. It makes you buy heroin from the street, you don't know what it is. But if you could buy it from a store, they'll tell you exactly what it is, how high you're going to get. How high do you want to get? Try heroin, cocaine, whatever you want. You want to work fast? Try this cocaine. It's really good quality. Did you just whistle out of your nose?
I was breathing in and I whistled. That's hilarious. You heard that crystal clear, right?
Bro, it's like, I was in your neck.
Yes, daddy. It's just sad that now the scientists science is getting involved. But still, you know, the 50 milligrams to me versus, you know, so there's a lot of other factors too. But BMI, what you're allergic to, what you're not, what your tolerance, you know what I mean? So like there's factors into it.
Yeah, because if you stopped for like a month and went back into it.
You're flying. That first few times.
I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about this. It's like an emergency line that you call. So the person goes, they buy their heroin, and they get their needles, they get ready, and then they call the line on speaker.
Do you want to? Would you ever try
heroin?
Yeah,
never. No.
Which one? Wait, hold on. Which one is heroin?
That's the one you shoot a needle in your arm.
Oh no, I can't do that just because of the needle. I'm such a pussy.
So they.
What's the other one that's bad, but you know, not a needle?
Cocaine.
What's dope?
Oh, it's crack. It's like you smoke. You can smoke heroin. You can smoke a lot of stuff. You can smoke cocaine. It's called angel dust, they call it. smoke. It's different ways. It's right. Like, it's like marijuana. You can smoke it, you can eat it. There's a different.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so it's the same drug.
Yeah, you can take heroin, you could drip it under your tongue. It's a different high. Yeah.
I'm curious to try it.
That's what I'm saying. I want the scientists to get involved so we can really figure out what the hell was going on.
I'm curious to try it to see if I have an addictive nature.
I hang out with crackheads all day.
Oh, yeah, right,
baby. So I asked a guy in the street one time because he had tried. His arms were destroyed, nigga.
See, that kid, yeah. I'm too pussy for that. Yeah.
He puts it in the same hole. He tries to get in the same hole.
Oh, I've been trying to get it in your hole, too.
So he told me that. This is going to sound crazy. He's like, it kind of feels like you're busting a nut. And it lasts.
What?
That feeling, it lasts.
Oh, the high. I was like, not the needle.
No. The high. It feels like you're busting up for a long time. She's like,
How would you describe busting a nut? In sensational body parts and emotions.
That's too much. I can't. It's like you're like your body's being like your spirit is being taken out of your body.
Not your fucking spirit.
Okay, all right. When a woman busts a nut, though, right? So a woman busts a nut, it lasts forever. Fuck, they'd be there forever, right? A guy busts a nut is like that. You bust a nut. Okay, I'm good. I gotta go to work. What I gotta do? Right? I could do this. I could do that. I'm done.
Okay, let's go back. I want to go back to this.
We should ask
the chat room. Yeah. In one of the promos that I did on the live, that's one of the questions. How would you describe a nut? And what I went into in that promo was I was Googling my answer. And so they're laughing like, this nigga's Googling. Who the hell is this basement? I jump in the box. They see the mic. They're like, yo, this nigga. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, the reason why I was Googling it because they had mentioned that. And I'm going to ask you the question. Have you ever... I'm holding his hand, guys. He's have gay. You...
he's gay. He's gay.
Have you ever orgasmed without ejaculation?
No. You?
Yeah.
Oh, see. He's on a spiritual level. I'm not advanced.
And I remember...
You're like,
I remember I was getting... a blowjob. I was like looking for the proper, like, nice thing. No, just a regular blowjob. And it happened, and I looked at her and I was just like, you're amazing. Like, I wanted to propose right then and there. I was young. I was really young.
That's the feeling of getting.
But I was just like, how did this even? And I was like, nothing. And, you know, and they gave me the drive to go back in. And again, it was great. But it only happened once.
How do you know she didn't just
swallow?
Absorb it.
Oh, that was a better word.
She was, yeah. She was like, no, you're good. Trust me. Your little dribbles did nothing for me. I just swallowed the whole thing.
No, because I was immediately, you know, you get that sensation of you're like, everything that you just described. So when I had the sensation, and you know, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm done. Like, and she's like, what happened? Did I do something wrong? I'm like, what do you mean? You know, you didn't come. I was like, what? Just fucking happened. I had to kiss her. As a reward. God,
That was you. That was all you.
Your face.
You're like, I hope I could taste it. Come here. Give me a big fat kiss.
So in the Google search, it said that sometimes orgasm, you know, majority happens when you ejaculate, but in many instances for males, you could orgasm without actually ejaculation.
That sounds like some white people stuff.
It honestly,
it sounds like something white people say. They're like, oh, come join us, you know, join us in this cult. You just sit down, you're like, with your legs crossed, you're like, and all of a sudden he's like, okay, now everybody's gonna come in 5 minutes. Just keep doing this sound.
It does sound like that. Yeah, you're right. It does sound like that. But I wasn't trying to do all that. I was just really, you know, it was the moment, I think.
How did we get here? Jesus
Christ. Hold on.
All right.
We were talking about this because.
Getting high and coming.
Was it? No, we were talking about the girl who got high. And then we were talking about how the science behind it. And then you were mentioning about the crackhead, how he was describing how when he does the crack, those first few moments, it feels like a long orgasm. That's how we got here. See, I'm helping the audience out. I got you guys.
And then he told me also too that if you get high too much, the feeling gets smaller, 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 smaller.
Natural. That's like the if there's one thing that like, it's that. It's like, you know, the more you do one thing, the less that, the more you have to do it to get that first reaction.
It's so weird because we kind of.
Working out.
I was about to say, when we work out, we take a pre-workout. And I was reading online, they're like, you should cycle off of it and then cycle back on.
The pre-workout, yeah, because it doesn't have its effect.
Yeah.
Fuck, I just moved your shit.
So right now I'm on a off cycle.
What do you take for your pre-workout? I want to get mine actually.
It's C4 I usually take.
C4?
Yeah. It's like an explosive. Nah, C4, I have no idea what it is, honestly. It's just caffeine. Yeah, it's just caffeine. It's just different milligrams of caffeine. That's all it really is. But it's funny because like you'll take it. You have like a feeling, like a tingly feeling in your body. Especially the parts that you're actually working out. So let's say you're working out your arms. Like maybe 20 minutes after you take the drink, you'll start to feel the tingling feeling in your arms as you're working out. Mm. It's almost like your body's pushing it there.
That's what you picture.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But after a month or two of taking it, you stop feeling that feeling. So it's kind of like you just get used to it. So what I usually do is I go off of it. And I usually get, when I'm off of it, I take a Rice Krispie treat, a little one, and a cup of coffee before the workout.
Caffeine and sugar.
Yep. But the caffeine is way lower than the pre-workout. You know what I'm saying? Because the pre-workout's like 10 cups of coffee, basically. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'll have my cup of coffee in the morning, and then this is what I do. This is what I prefer, because this actually gives you an energy boost for me.
And it gives you diabetes too, right? I think that thing.
No, it's supposed to help with.
Beets. Yeah. I know beets are bad for you. I know they found out.
What?
it gives you anemia. Like it stops blood circulation from your outer body parts. What do you call them? Your digits, extremities? Your fingers, your toes, stuff like that, yeah.
I heard it was good for blood pressure.
Well, you talk to gay people.
Well, I designed this drink.
You designed this drink.
That's right.
It's called the Oli. It's a coffee with a little bit of alcohol.
No, I should bring that back.
He designed that drink, too.
I did, actually. This shit was dope. If you're pregnant, warning, this has a lot of alcohol.
I just had a coffee. I went to some store in East Harlem, so Spanish Harlem. Some guy was like, I just want to stop real quick and get a sandwich. I was like, let me get in there. And it was like a big supermarket. But it's weird because when you go to different neighborhoods, you see their culture influencing whatever, you know, whatever it is. And it's like a regular ass, like, I don't know, associated, you know what I'm saying? Like one of those supermarkets. Mm. But Spanished. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So they have like a section of two people working behind our counter making coffee all day. Because we like drinking our coffee.
That's crazy.
So then I went to the guy and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to get a cup of coffee. So then he was like, what kind of coffee you want? Do you have, like, you know, all the popular type coffee? I was like, what do you drink? He's like, well, I like black coffee, but we have a special house blend that we make here. I was like, all right, just give it. I don't even want to know what it is. Just make it for me.
Surprise me.
And then it's funny. When I got in the truck, I took a sip. I was like, this reminds me of that drink from Bessel that Jose used to make.
Oh. Yeah. That shit was good. Damn. I wish I could make that shit again.
Oh, that's crazy.
So yeah, she was definitely not the asshole in the scenario. And you could tell that she's so young, or she's young enough that
she's still learning how to
interact with,
how to maneuver in relationships, you know? Because fucking is easy. Keeping the relationship is hard.
And I
think that's what she's dealing with. She's like, I want to keep this relationship.
Yeah, because he's older, he's mature in other ways. Yeah, obviously.
I always think about, like, you know, are you gonna can you imagine yourself marrying this person? Because if you can, then what's duty doing?
Yeah, well, it's just fuckery.
You're wasting your time. Again, you're wasting time until you figure out you wasted all your time. And you're like, oh shit,
I wasted all my time.
I wasted too much time. Yeah. So it's like, you gotta, if there's a goal, go for it. You know, then like, I spent my life with this person. It doesn't work out. Doesn't work out. At least you.
When you were telling the story, it reminded me of the date that I had with that chick.
Oh, the car.
In the fucking car, I remember you telling me. And I gave her a slither. If I would imagine how many milligrams each one, each square was 25 milligrams. So I probably gave her 15.
She was like, what are you doing?
That's a lot. Like 12. It was literally half, a little less than half.
Yeah.
Done. So I can imagine her with 50.
I know.
Milligrams. Because this shorty was wilding out too. Are you going to rape me? The minute she said that, I was like,
we got to go. Where you live at again? Give me your address.
I'm going to jail.
Like, yes, I am, actually.
No, my dumb ass does something dumber because I'm giving her a mint because I'm getting ready to move in, you know what I mean? Do it under the bridge type shit. And so my ass gives her the breath mint and take one, the little cherry ones. You know which one I'm talking about, baby. And she was like, what did you give me? And I'm over here because I hadn't taken her serious yet. She didn't say the rape me part. Well, maybe she did, but it didn't matter. And my dumbass says, no, that was a Molly.
You were joking with her, and she was like, he's going to kill me.
She's like, you're not going to hurt me, right? Yeah, she goes, you're not going to hurt me, right? And I'm like, nah, we're good. I was like, you want a mint? Boom, she takes a mint. I take the mint. She's like, oh, my God. And she goes, what did you give me? I was like, a Molly. She was like, what? Oh, my God. She started freaking out. Nigga. Then she asked the question, are you going to rape me? And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, man. You ruined the night.
Yeah, and you could tell she was contemplating.
In that situation, you're the asshole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She probably went to write, am I the asshole for leaving?
Making this guy jump on the subreddit? Yeah. So, when we got to the spot that I was planning to, you know, chill out, do the makeout session, it was like, listen, I think the best thing for you to do, this was my, immediately, I was like, I think the best thing for you to do is to text your cousin, because that's who she fucks with. Her best friend, whatever. I was like, text your cousin exactly what's happening out. Let her know that you're on the, you know, where you are. Send a pin drop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you could come down a little, you know, so that way you feel a little safer. More
comfortable, yeah.
You know, you just reached out to your cousin. She knows where you are. You put a pin drop. You know, you let her know you took an edible. Like, there's evidence. You know what I mean? If I was going to hurt you, I wouldn't want you to do this at all type shit. So it made her feel a little bit more, like, it brought her down a little. So then she was like, yeah, let's go back to the car. Let's go in the back seat. Let's go to the back seats like we planned. And I'm like, my dick was like, go for it, nigga. Reach for the stars.
Your dick was like, give me an edible too.
Yeah. I won't smoke. That nigga was just, it was just bad. It was like, because I kept replaying, are you going to rape me? Are you going to rape me? Are you going to rape me?
In the police report, I asked him if he was going to rape me.
Yeah,
did in the court, her. Did she ask you if you could rape her? And what did you say? Your Honor, he said, he gave me a Molly.
So you're going to rape me. Yeah, so don't do that, people. That's not a smart thing to do. And, you know, you fucking up the weed, you know, the weed, you fucking up the weed,
Pie head stuff. Yeah. We're having a good time right now. Just take it easy.
Yeah. So, what else you got in that thing? Let's do one more because we've only really been recording for like 30 minutes. Not even.
Do you want to talk about Israel Palestine or you want to just keep doing all these?
Let's do one more and then we cut it out. This will be just a am I the asshole session.
All right.
Because the first 15 minutes was us fucking around, looking at each other, making out.
Hold up. I got to find a girl. Some of them are just dumb.
You worked yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, how was it out there with the Halloween shit?
I mean, when I'm out there, it's like the beginning of, you know, kids even going to school. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, right, because you're early. Right.
I wore a mask, though.
Que linda. Which one?
The green one. Mm. Very nice. And then I gave the other mask to another guy that worked there.
I went streaming yesterday. That's what I was showing you.
I'm going to show you.
And fucking, I was like, shit, I should have held on to the mask for like one day. But what?
Oh, look, he put it. He went to go play soccer. He bought the mask with him. You see in the bottom?
Yeah, I see it. I actually look like a good picture.
Oh, man, I wish he would have put it on. I don't think
he. You could tell he propped it like he was trying to impress you. Ew, these niggas better lean back.
Look.
You're taken. Let me see. He Mexican? He looks so short.
No, he's
Mexican short people, I love you.
Mira que lindo. I got so many pictures with him. I don't make you jealous.
That's his Instagram. I know that much.
Dumb Subway buck. Subway conductor attacked. Who struck an MTA conductor with a stone at the Whitehall Street train station.
Actually, the
freaking people, bro.
You were looking up one more. Stay focused.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Oh, God. Well, this might be too long.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. I'll read it. It's pretty long.
Can you read?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Remember, I have my GD too, right?
Yeah, he acts like... Go ahead.
All right. I, 26-year-old male, work in the housing company as a maintenance electrician. And the new guy, 33 male, joined the company 2 weeks ago to replace someone that took his retirement. He's also an electrician and is paired with me to learn about the site and the work that we have accomplished, that we have to accomplish. He doesn't speak much and it's a little awkward. The first day I tried to build a conversation and it clearly was one-sided, so I stopped and only spoke for the work-related stuff. For lunch, everyone gathered together at the office and we have a one-hour break. But he prefers to eat on his own in his van. I told him several times that he's welcome, but he never shows up until our director spoke with him. He then felt obligated to eat with us. But if he says more than 5 words during the break, it's already a lot. He's very stressed out for everything, every job, even when driving, which made me a little uncomfortable while the passenger. Okay, so he already sounds a little crazy. When I met other coworkers and I take 5 minutes to greet them, he never joins and goes further away or in the van, which is also kind of odd. So basically he sees all the coworkers. He's like, you know, make a little chit chat at work. The other guy kind of like walks away.
The new guy.
He kind of sits in the van. He like stays away.
So he's socially awkward.
Maybe he's a little off. Yeah.
Maybe he's an introvert. Fucking regular that guy.
We are requested to work with a lot of people. It's a good way to create links and make some small talk, I think. Anyways, he also smells. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm reading the right words. All right, let me just. Okay. He also smells sweet. I thought it was sweat. It's actually sweet. Okay. Even in the morning when we have a lot, have not done a lot of anything, I spoke. What? Maybe they misspelled it. I think it's sweat. All right. He also smells. And then he wrote it because he also smells sweet.
It was sweat.
I think he meant to write. He also smells like
sweat.
Okay, whatever. I spoke with my supervisor about it, and he told me he hadn't noticed it. Being all day right next to him, I decided to talk to him. Oh, my God. I decided to talk to him about it between four eyes in the van. All right, so I don't know if that's like a term that people use because I guess we're looking at each other four eyes in the van. All right.
Ew.
And then so this is the way the conversation. Hey, you know, we have other sweaters in the locker room. We can get you some. Oh, because he wears the same sweater.
So he's sweating on it, so it smells like sweat. Yeah. But I like the sweet version.
And then he goes, why? What's the problem? Well, it smells a little like sweat in the car. Passive aggressive. What? I stink? Well, I'm sorry if I stink. I didn't say anything else because he seemed pretty upset. We complete another small troubleshooting and got back to the car. Once seated, instead of going for the next troubleshoot, he tells me he's going to change since he stinks. He proceeds to drive recklessly towards the office, which made me feel truly unsafe, going 70 miles an hour, being very aggressive on the roundabout and intersections. Once we are back at the office, he tells me he's going to change his sweater, but 10 minutes later, he doesn't ever come back to the van, so I decide to go to the office and find out what's going on. I run into my supervisor.
There you go.
and he tells me he dropped his keys and grab bag on his way out, without saying anything to anyone, asking what did I do to him. 2 hours later, we receive a phone call from his mother saying that he fainted at home. Oh my God. All right. It can't just be my remark that drove him like this, right? I feel pretty crappy now about the whole situation. I felt like I should have just said nothing. Oh, all right, that's it.
Who's the asshole?
Wow, first of all, that guy sounds pretty intense. Because he didn't want to talk. He probably like an introvert, and I guess that brought him. If you're an introvert, you don't want anybody even talking to you, looking at you. People like that kind of feel embarrassed all the time.
Maybe. They
feel like everybody's looking at them.
And the fact that he was getting this feedback about smelling was like, well, if you're an introvert, what would be social situations that would just be like extreme?
Overwhelming. Yeah, I mean, imagine as an introvert, you're going to go on stage and speak.
Right, something like that. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
That's like a nightmare.
Or I again, different people, different levels, not all personalities, but I would imagine as an introvert being told that you stink and I got 7 more hours of work with your ass.
Well, but that's not what happened. He didn't say he stunk. He said he kind of smelled like sweat. Which I got to be honest. If I was in the van and somebody's like, yo, you kind of smell like sweat, I'd be like, oh, I should probably change. I'm sorry you got to sit in the stupid van with me. I'll be more conscious and maybe bring.
But again, deodorant. That's you as an extrovert.
I'm not an extrovert, bro.
You, nigga. Don't even get me started.
I consider myself an introvert.
You,
I do. You consider me an extrovert? My wife says that I'm an introvert that does good in extrovert situations. Because I don't want to go around people. I get exhausted after talking to so many people. I'm like,
those are side effects of the interaction.
Yeah, because I don't want to be part of it.
But
I put myself in the situation because I'm like, I don't want to be freaking not talk to people. That's weird.
That makes you an extrovert.
No.
Because an introvert would never want to do that.
No, but I see that they're crazy and I don't want to be crazy.
Again, that's an introvert would avoid at all costs. Like I could try to think of maybe somebody in church or somebody that we know mutually that's just like.
Pastor Lewis. He's like, I got to go now.
But, perfect.
But it is perfect. But remember, every Sunday he speaks in front of the church. He goes to meetings, and now I'll tell you about that.
No, that's actually a bad. I feel like that's a bad example.
But he's 100% introvert. Everybody says
you know that. Who the girl that went to both churches that we know. and she's still single. She's an introvert. Who else is an introvert that we know?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I just don't want to throw out names. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know introverts. It would be a horrific nightmare for them to. Yeah,
but if you're in the van with somebody, just one-on-one, and they were like, no, I kind of smell your sweat. I feel like they should be like, thank you.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't want to go to somebody's house doing some electrical work, and they're like, get away
from this. So the asshole here is a sweaty dude.
I don't think anybody's an asshole in this situation.
Really?
I don't think there's no assholes here.
Hmm.
I think the guy that told him he's sweaty was doing the right thing. You're supposed to tell somebody. If I got something on my forehead and you let me walk around with it, then you're an asshole. But if you tell me, oh, you got a little dick on your forehead, bro, it's getting hard. I can see it. then I feel like that's the right thing to do. To tell somebody, hey, you gotta.
Yeah, we're like, I do appreciate that because, you know, it's happened where people are like, damn, you're gonna let me rock with a booger in my nose?
Exactly.
Negative.
Just tell me. Like, yo, you got a little mojito. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Yo,
good looking, bro. I'm not going, yo, you see this booger?
Yeah, that's an asshole move.
That's an asshole move in the scenario. But, like, yo.
Even if you said it, like, as a joke to make it a little bit easier, land a little bit softer.
Like,
instead of being like, hey, you got a booger in your nose, be like, yo, you're gonna walk around all day with that booger in your nose and then walk away. They'd be like, oh, I did have a booger.
And then, like, oh shit, he wasn't joking.
Yeah.
That's a good way of doing it.
Well, you say like an asshole, but you're nice. Like, that's New York, right? That's why New York people are.
Do you consider me an extrovert or an introvert? Or somebody who's good in a social situation?
Hey, Siri, are gay people extroverts or introverts?
This is why we don't have a lot of people watching our shit. Comments like that.
Siri doesn't even know that. She's like, I can't interpret.
Yeah, they block those.
Yeah, she doesn't even want to. All right. I said too much to the other one.
The other one literally said bye.
Yeah, she said goodbye. I was like, okay, sorry.
And it was a fuck you bye.
Yeah, it was, yeah. But the other guy, I don't think he's an asshole either. I think he just doesn't know how to. He must have gone through 33 years of life not being able to learn how to handle social situations like this.
I mean, he told.
So this was overwhelming for him.
You know how we could confirm this, right? This nigga and his freaking Tourette's ADHD fucking Google it syndrome. Anyways, you could tell because it was his mommy who called.
No, that's funny. So, like, when I read it, his mom called. I'm like, he's 33. He's still living with his mom.
Mm-hmm. So that would back up your claim of him, you know, just probably being at home, doesn't know how to deal with his social situation.
He's dealing with another problem we don't know about.
Yeah, maybe he's, you know, on the spectrum. Maybe, oh, like, maybe there's a lot of variables.
Maybe he's like, my dad died because I was stunk.
That's a lot.
I'm just saying.
That's a lot. That takes so much work.
Out. I stink. He's like, I'm going to kill everybody again.
All right, listen, are you the asshole? Have you thought about it? Join us on the podcast. We go live, all that crap. If you don't want to, don't do shit. You pay for your own internet. Who gives a shit? The basement.
Peace. Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side. And please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment. And maybe we'll respond back to you. And hopefully, you'll be a guest on our next episode. With family living in the lower deck, I won't say names, but I was lame and I was spewing disrespect. Turn to God to disaffect, that's worth to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the youngest spitting. I'm spitting for where the sacred texts are given.